Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you want to change your life, my friends, you got to change your physiology and you got to change your focus.
When you're trying to get wealthy, you want to go all in and it not be a bet. You need to know the space so well that you're like, I know for sure this is going to work.
You can't have a standard education and expect to have an extraordinary life. It's not going to happen. The one breakthrough for all leaders is constant, never-ending improvement. And that means educating yourself and continuing to develop even greater emotional mastery, because that's what affects whether you execute or not. The opportunity for self-education is there. We have to change our psychology from, I'm going to do what everybody else does and I'm mad because it doesn't work anymore, to the reality is, this is the greatest time to be alive if you're growing, you're learning, you're educating, and you're developing valuable skills. So instead of complaining, you got to say, where are the skill sets valued in the marketplace? And how do I work harder on myself than anything else? Because if I become more valuable, then I will be able to give more, do more, and change more. When I interviewed Warren Buffett, I asked him the most important investment he ever made in his life. You know what he said it was? I was thinking all the companies he'd done, you know. He said, Tony, go into Dale Carnegie. I said, what? He goes, because by developing myself, that's the most important investment. Those skill sets, learning how to persuade, learning how to speak, learning how to influence, all my ideas would have died on my lips if I hadn't been able to influence, and I learned it from that little course. Most valuable thing I ever did in my life, he said.
Think of this for a moment. Do you know that every living soul gets exactly the same amount of time? Exactly the same amount of time. Figure it out. You can manage your activities. Make certain that what you're doing really makes a difference. Make certain that you're spending your time on activities that are productive, that are taking you in the direction of your goal.
The traits that make you strange are the gifts that make you special. It's the very things that make you different that make you authentic. And if you don't fit in, I just want to share with you, I've never fit in. And the very nature of anyone who's living a visionary life.
There's a popular quote going around at the moment. The person you will be in 5 years is based on the books you read and the people you hang around with today. This is quite true, but it applies to everything else as well. The person you will be in the future is based on everything you do today. The people you hang around with, but more so the people you listen to, the opinions you believe, the books you read or the videos you watch, all the information you take in, positive or negative, future. The workouts you do or don't do, that will show up in the future. The foods you eat today will affect your future on a visual and energy level. The same is true with your thoughts and information. What you feed your mind will shape your future. If all you do is take in garbage, guess what your future is going to be made up of? Commit to feed your mind with successful thoughts and surround yourself with those who have the same ambition. It doesn't matter where you get your information from. You may read. You may get it from podcasts or videos. It doesn't matter. Just make sure you keep feeding your mind every day. Your future self is begging you to show some discipline. Your future self is begging you not to be like the rest, to learn more than the rest, to work harder and smarter than the rest. Your future self is begging you to do the work now so you can enjoy later. If you don't feed your mind with success, it will rot with mediocrity. What you do every day will dictate your future. What you want out of life, you must put it in. If you want success, put it in there. If you want health and fitness, put it in. If you want peace and happiness, put it in. Your actions will equal your results.
My mind is strong. I am strong. My thoughts are strong. My beliefs are strong. My life is strong. They say I can't. I can. They say I won't. I will. They say I'm not. I am. I am limitless. I am. I am. There's nothing I cannot be, nothing I cannot do, nothing I cannot have. In my mind, there are no limits. I am limitless. There's nothing I cannot be. Nothing I cannot do. Nothing I cannot have. There exists no limits in my mind.
There's something inside of us that wants to make things better. We want to be better as people. We want to become more, do more, share more, create more, give more. But, you know, it's not quite what really works for us because we want all these things we think are going to make us happy. We want to grow and contribute. But then what happens is everybody wants a great body, but nobody wants to work out, right? You know, what you got to understand is that progress equals happiness. If you know what you want and you can make consistent progress, you're going to get there. You're going to get to where you really want to be, where that sense of passion, aliveness, the results you want really do occur. Step one, remember, a compelling vision. What drives you? Three, you need that massive action plan, that map, a core action list that helps you close the gap for where you are, where you want to be, and you need to know the 20% is going to make most of the progress. And finally, step four, what do you want to become? What do you want to do? What do you want to experience? What do you want to contribute? What do you want to give? What do you want to master? So what do you want this year to be about? What do you really desire most? What do you want to contribute this year? What's going to be your map? And what are the rituals that are going to make it real? Please. For your benefit, don't just watch this video. Do something right at the end here to get you going and get you some initial momentum. If you take action today, you can get anything changed, but you got to do it while you're in state.
And I'm saying that if you know anybody that had some goal, some dream, something they wanted to do, and they did it, then I'm saying that you know in your heart that if someone has done it, then you can do it. It's possible. And that if someone can make their dream become a reality, that it's possible that you can make your dream become reality. And so as you begin to look at where you want to go, beginning to embrace that, it's possible. I'm blessed and highly favored. I've got a lot going for me. I got some good stuff in me. And it's possible that I can bring my greatness out here in the universe. That I can do what I want to do. It's possible I can write my own book. I can have my own business. I can take the trip and travel around the world. It's possible. I can bounce back from adversity and reinvent my life. It's possible. Regardless of where I am, that things can get better for me. It's possible. I'm thinking about two men right here in Chicago who were fairly successful, similar background, educated. They worked for a corporation for many years, and they were among many people that were laid off. Two guys who were very good friends. One went out looking for a job for several weeks, along with the other one, and they faced disappointment and rejection again and again and again. They couldn't find any work, which is the story of many people across this country. One guy stopped. He became discouraged. He stopped going. He stayed home looking at television, became very argumentative, and drinking beer, getting on the phone, talking to his other negative, unemployed friends. And he just gave up. The other guy kept looking for a job everywhere he could go, every time he could get an opportunity, kept asking people, networking, checking the newspapers every day. Kept going everywhere he could, trying to find a job. You have too much education. You're overqualified. You won't be here long enough. He kept going. He kept going. He went to a place and said, look here, I tell you what, if you can't hire me, and I know you can use my talents, abilities, and skills, I don't want to sit home and do nothing. Just let me do some volunteer work. You don't have to give me anything, all right? I just want to work. I want to be busy. Guy said, okay, it's on you now, but don't expect me to give you anything. It's okay. This guy came in and worked. He was the first one there. The last one to leave was the best employee there. About 4 weeks later, one of the top managers quit. They were looking for a replacement. Guess who they selected? This other guy. This guy who was volunteering his time. He got the job. What was the difference between the two men? Eyesight and mind sight. Eyesight is judging on what you see, judging according to appearances.
but mind sight is how you interpret what you see. One guy said, it's not possible, it's over, I'm finished. I can't do it, I can't make it. He surrendered. I've faced rejection again and again, I'm not going anymore. There are no jobs out there. But this other guy, he felt that in spite of the no's and rejections, in spite of how bad the economy is, in spite of what the newspapers are saying, that it's possible that somebody somewhere will give me a job. He just kept going, thinking it was possible. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? That's what we have to do with our dreams. Because things happen to you in life that you can never, ever anticipate. And many times when those things happen, you want to give up.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.